Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. On Friday, the SEC approved a pretty big key initiative here to increase, or at least a bid to increase diversity for companies listed on the NASDAQ. And that is a rule that would ensure company boards at least try and make the best efforts to up their diversity requirements here, with the goal there for companies who don't at least have one woman director in addition to another board member of diversity background, which could include someone who self-identifies as a member of the racial minority or the LGBTQ community. If they don't do that, they have to file as to why they didn't and weren't able to do so. And for more on that, I want to bring on the CEO and co-founder of Charter, Kevin Delaney, joins us once again. And Kevin, I know you speak with a lot of leaders at companies out there, but this is a push, you know, that's coming from an area of fact. You know, a lot of these boards generally are not as diverse as some people want them to be. So talk to me about how big of a step this is.
I think it's a big step, and there are two reasons for it. The first one is that boards today are increasingly diverse, but they're still not super diverse. So if you look at the Fortune 500, 80% of board members of Fortune 500 companies are men, are white, and 73% are men. And so that's a long way from actually reflecting the demographics of this company. The NASDAQ rule gets us, you know, just sort of increases the pressure there. And we've seen in California where there's been some, there's a 2018 law, as you mentioned, that required woman representation on California companies' boards, that actually has made a significant difference. The second way in which this is important, just at a very basic level, it requires NASDAQ-listed companies to disclose the racial and diversity makeup of their board, which is actually something that there's not consistent disclosure of currently.
Yeah, I wonder, too, when you talk about that and the California law that was able to kind of maybe start and spark some changes here, you know, it came with penalties. There are six-figure penalties for companies that weren't able to do so. When you think about this, I wonder if maybe just the filing of why a company wasn't able to hit these diversity goals is going to be enough to really influence the change.
I think that's a good, you know, a good question, a fair question. You know, in California, as you mentioned, the penalties range from $100,000 to $300,000 for if a company doesn't actually comply with the with having a woman on their board. And the NASDAQ rule, as you say, only requires companies to provide a written explanation if they don't actually comply. The bet, I believe, is that shareholders will, this will increase pressure from shareholders and kind of publicly shame companies that aren't doing anything here. I think that we are seeing, you know, increasing shareholder pressure, including institutional shareholders that are actually voting against companies for not having diverse boards. We've seen big companies like BlackRock and Vanguard actually starting to vote against directors that when there are no diverse members of the board. And so it's hard to know exactly, but my guess is that just having this information and shining a light on it actually will bring some pressure for companies to try and avoid those scenarios.
Yeah, there's some pushback from some people on the other side of the issue. I'm thinking about Republican Senator Pat Toomey, who says it's too much for the SEC to be implementing something like this, approving it. But we'll see what happens. It's a very interesting push now, kind of mimicking what we saw in California. But Kevin Delaney, Charter co-founder, CEO, appreciate you coming on here to chat with us.